If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Bethel Deliverance International Church is now live streaming. Tune in and experience live worship with us through the Bethel app, Facebook, and BethelDeliverance.org. It's all happening Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Your worship experience is just one click away.
Jesus said something. After this man gives this eloquent response in verse 9, it says Jesus does something here in verse 10 that he only did two times in his ministry. He does it with this man, and then he does it with the unbelief of the Jews. The verb is he marveled. Now, you and I don't understand marvel, okay? We really don't. Not from this context, so we'll use a colloquialism. He was taken by surprise. What? It's what we in psychology call an aha moment. What? I expected this from my people, not some idol worshiping centurion. Now, if the word of God can get through an idol worshiping centurion, why are you struggling in your spirit, Phil? It says he marveled. Listen to what he says. I have not found faith like this. He called it great faith. You know what great faith is? Great faith is believing God can do it just because he said it. But it puts you in a different realm of response. Great faith puts you in a different realm of response. Peter did not exhibit great faith when he walked on the water. Jesus said little faith because he crumbled under the wind and the waves. Great faith puts you in a different position. He says, I have not found so great faith, not in all of Israel. And listen to what he says in verse 13, go your way. And as you have believed, so be it done. Jesus doesn't make this statement often. Here's what he's saying. This man walks away from Jesus with what I call a spiritual blank check. He didn't give it often because people didn't exhibit the kind of faith that they needed to get one. Most people, he would be definitive in what you were going to get in your response. The man with the withered hand, stretch forth your hand. You see, and Jesus would not often give this carte blanche blank check. But he says to this man, on a couple of other occasions, he would use this phrase, go, and as you have believed, it will be done. Here's what he's saying. He's saying the limit of your reception is tied into the limit of your belief. So in other words, if it doesn't come the way you want it, you have nobody else to blame but you. I've given you $100. You have a $50 bill. I've given you $100. You take 30 of the dollars and pay the bill and 70 to do something else. You can't come back to me and say, I don't have enough to pay the bill. I gave you enough. You come to God and say, God, I can't do so. He said, No. I gave you everything you need. You've just misappropriated it. This man put all his eggs in one basket. Speak the word. Let me show you something. David grabbed a hold of this in his writing. Psalm 107, verse 20. I wish I could preach the whole psalm. But in verse 20, he says, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. What did he send? His word. That means when you're in the hospital recuperating, he's sending his word to heal you. Now, God has a problem trying to divorce us from the doctor's diagnosis and prognosis and holding on to his word. Because once we settle in on the doctor, we can't hear the word. See, when you go visit people in the hospital, refrain from opening up your visit with the words, how are you feeling? Don't ask that question. Don't ask it. Don't walk in and say, how you feeling? They're in the hospital. So, all right, then, Pastor, how should I walk in? You walk in with, by his stripes, you're healed. Let that be your opening salvo. Don't investigate the sickness. Well, what did they tell you? Why? Well, what did the doctor say? Why? You come as an agent of God. The doctor and nurses have already been there. What you gonna do? By the time you pray, their faith is on the ground. That's why they're sicker when a saint leaves. We're trying to raise them up, oil them, get out of that bed. You just came in and asked me how I'm feeling. I felt lousy. No, you walk in. Hey, praise God, by his stripes I'm healed. Hi, I come to bring you a message from the kingdom. When I was a young boy, my mom was a nurse, and they didn't let children in hospital rooms then. They didn't do it. But later on down the line, physicians began to see that children brought a certain joy to the parents or to the person in the hospital that lifted their spirits and promoted healing. So now they let children in the room. Children never come in the room and say, how you feeling? They come in and say, why are you in there? Why are you in that bed, my mom? Why are you in that bed? Now you got to tell them. You got to lie, because I'm sick. That ain't why you in the bed. You in the bed because I have no faith. My little great nephew, Ricky, he walked up and his grandfather had died. Ricky was about 5 or 6 years old. And my mother took him, that was her great grandson, and she took him to the funeral. And everybody else up there crying at Pop-Pop's casket. And she took Ricky up to see his Pop-Pop. Ricky walked up and said, get up, Pop-Pop! Get up! What are you doing in there? Get up! Not one adult said it. Who you want to come visit you in the hospital? No, we want them deep people. Praise God. God sent me, hallelujah, to tell you that all is well. What the heck does that mean? No, I want somebody to speak the word. Get up! So what is faith? Faith is the realization that there's no limit over your movement in the kingdom. Zig Ziglar tells a story. He says that there were some fleas inside of a jar. When the lid was on the jar, the fleas kept hitting the top of the jar, and they would run right into the lid. So this thing kept going on for a season. It kept going on, and then the trainer takes the lid off, and the fleas never flew out because they were so trained that there was a lid. The devil has spent so many years training us into thinking that we have to accept poverty, sickness, disease, and even premature death. Here's how we fashion it. It's in my genes. Praise God. This is in my family. Nope, that's your lid. Tell your neighbor, take your lid off. You say, I'm under a generational curse. You say, if it happened to my siblings, it's going to happen to me. Well, you know, I'm just predisposed for diabetes. Well, you know, craziness runs in my family. Well, I'm destined to be a failure because I just don't like school. Ain't nobody in my family graduated, so I guess I ain't either. You see, what you're doing is you're telling the devil, I'm taking the lid off. Faith says take the lid of mediocrity off. You don't have to be poor. You don't have to be in poverty. You don't have to be broke. You don't have to be alone. You don't have to be bound. You don't have to be depressed. This is Sparky. Sparky is my bear. Is Sparky real? For those of you that are in this kingdom, you said no. Because you have no vision and no understanding. But a few people said yes, because you're in this kingdom. It's real. It's just not alive. That means that I can have a bad gene from my grandmama. It's real, but I ain't giving it life. I'm in this kingdom. There is clinical neurosis and psychosis in my genes. But if any man is in Christ, I do not have to give it life. I do not have to empower it. I do not have to agree with it. Sparky is real. but he ain't alive. Jesus is alive. Why doesn't God just move that nasty gene? Don't have to. He's changed you. It can still be in there, but you just have victory over it. You are no longer a victim of your past. You are no longer holding on to old hurts. You have forgotten those things that are behind, and you're reaching forward to greatness. You are not holding on to the old problems of your life. You are moving towards the solutions of your future. Because the fleas believe that they can't get out the jar, they stop trying. And many of you have just stopped trying. You say, oh, I'm 40 now. I ain't getting married. Praise God. It's all over. Then you get around and start commiserating. Praise God. I'm just destined. I believe God. It just wasn't the will of God. Then you run into somebody at 42, 45. And you say, I'm too old to be raising children, so I'm just going to be alone. But then you run into an Abraham. And you become the best parent that child could ever have because you have wisdom and you won't be slamming them up against the wall like a frustrated 20-year-old. You will realize that God's pause wasn't a denial. For faith is the substance of what you hope for, and it is the evidence of what you do not see. The Bible declared in the book of Acts that Paul was standing there preaching, and as he was preaching, the Bible said he had faith that one of his parishioners had the faith to believe God, and Paul saw it, and the man had a bad ankle, and Paul saw that he had faith. His faith has just risen for healing, and Paul said, stand up right on your feet. What is the message? You know, God is intervening. That's why I stop sometimes when I'm preaching to minister to a need, because your faith has just risen at that moment. And if I wait till I'm finished the sermon, it'll go back down because you'll be surrounded. You know what'll happen? I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. When your faith rises and your faith rises to receive, if I don't deal with it right then, somebody's going to tap you to go to the bathroom. And then you're going to lose your faith. So I know there are people who wonder, how can he do that? Why don't he just stick with the sermon? Because that's, you're not here for the sermon. You're here for the move of God.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
09216P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
The Bethel Deliverance app is now available to download for free at Apple Store and Google Play. You can tune into Sunday services through live stream, view video sermons on demand, listen to audio messages through podcasts, send prayer requests, communicate through social media, and you can contribute to the ministry simply by using today's technology. Get access to all of Bethel's media outlets and church events right at your fingertips. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download Bethel Deliverance to get connected today.